just said to Rabbanu, what do they do with the word achoisa, the extra word achoisa in the safe with the crow? So when it says, Mibarda la achoisai, she bas ozu vabas imoi, that says to live with your sister, that she's a pure sister from the same father and same mother. We know already that it's us, each one separately, a sister from just your father, a sister from just your mother. So what do I have to have a second pasuk for? The Chiddush is, Loima, come to teach us, Sheinoin Shemen Adin, that even though there's a Kabbalah claim with the say you should be chayiv living with your sister from your father and from your mother, still we do not say min hasvar from a Kabbalah claim, we need a pasuk. To teach us this yisoid of Ein Einshin Min Hadin. So most of Rabbi Yitzchak, what does he hold? He doesn't have an extra pasuk for this. Rabbi Yitzchak said, but he tackles could be Einshin Min Hadin, yes, that you do get an Einish, a punishment from a Kabbalah claim, we could give an Einish. The boy is famous, secondly, if you want, I can answer you, Yalef Einshin Mi Azor. Rabbi Yitzchak, even though he doesn't have this extra pasuk achayisay for Einshin alone, but he learns out Ein Einshin Min Hadin from the same place we know of Ein Masirim Min Hadin. Like we know, usually you don't get malchus, you don't get punished, unless there are two things in the Torah. There has to be, first of all, an Azor, there has to be a Lav HaTorah, and then there's the Einish. So, by Azor, we also say Ein Masirim Min Hadin. So from that halacha there, since we see Ein Masirim Min Hadin, you can't learn that a Lav from a Kabbalah Chaimah. If you took hold to what in the same sword would apply to Malchus, that you don't get Malchus, you don't get punishment, ain't ancient min hadin. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Loz, Omer Rabbi Yishiyom, Komokim Shatum Moitzah Beis Lavin. Anytime the Torah says two Lavin, the Korah Sechot, there's only one Chi of Korah's Torah, and it says Korah's once. The two Lavin, let's say one next to another, at the end of both Lavin, the Torah says one time Korah's. The Rokhar is, Cholak Chatois Benayim. If you do both of them, the Helimachas, Slochra should be chayiv two chatois, even though for just time a lav, if you do it b'shoigah, you're not chayiv chatis. It's only in a lav with a chayiv krisis that you're chayiv chatis. But over here, since it says two lavim, and even though it's only one chorus, we like put the chorus in between them, as if it says the word chorus twice, so therefore if you do both of them, the Helimachas b'shoigah, you'll be chayiv two chatois. Now it says the Mahi, what's the case? Mefatem v'sach. If someone's mefatah makes the shemen hamishcho, he makes the exact amount, that's one lav. And then he's mefach, then he shmirs and puts it on his body, that's the second lav. And the Torah says one time chorus. You'll see the pasuk says, Avasar Odom Lo Yisaf. You're not supposed to anoint yourself with that shem, with that oil. Uvamafkunta lefasu, you know how to make it. So it says two lavim. And the chorus tach is only one chorus here. So the pasuk says, it only says one time chorus, that's the Chiddush, even though it's only one chorus here, still, since it applies to two lavim, it's like it's two times chorus that you would be chayiv two chatois if you do it b'shege. So that's the question, once you have what separate lavim by all the chayve aroyis, if so, chorus the achayis the kosav achmona lomali. Now it's Akasha, according to this Yisoid, that if you have a lot of separate lavim, even though Torah only says one times chorus, it's as if it says of every one separately, that you chayiv chatis by itself. So how come by chayiv arois? We have, everyone has its own azar, its own lav. And at the end of the Pasha, it says one, close, take a chorus for all of them. So from that alone, I would know every one is chayiv its own chatis. So why do I have to have a special project of the chayiv chorus by chayisoy to teach me lechalik? Pshita, I know it from this, it's as if each one has its own chayvi krisis. Sumer says, Lu Rabbi Yitzchak could yisla. Lu Rabbi Yitzchak is very good. He learns out from this word achos to teach us that the chayv chorus means they're not the malchus. That even though it's a lav and even though it's the method with hasro, but you should know malchus would not pop you from chorus, so therefore we do not give you malchus, but the chayv rather with chorus. But Le Rabbonon, and what do you do with the Rabbonon? They don't hold from that drush. They hold, no, you are chayv malchus. So what do the Rabbanim do with the extra word achlois? What does it say, chorus for achloisai? So when the Rabbanim, the boy and who learn to come and teach us this clause we said before, shein einshin min adin, come and teach us this yisoid, that you don't say einshin min adin. Now the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yitzchak, mafek lo lechayib al achloisai shi achlois oviv, v'shehi achlois imoi. So the Rashi says, the next gerus we have, we're not supposed to be gerus, it's a mistake here, we have the Gerus and Gemara of Yitzchak Maple Lechayv Lachoyis Tashi Achoyis Oviv Tashi Achoyis Imav Rabbonon Nafkulhu Min Achoyis Adireisha Rabbi Yitzchak Sover Achoyis Adireisha Urcha Dekruahu Mafik Lechalak Me Achoyis Adiseifu Dekruah Lechalak Alachoyis Tashi Achoyis Oviv His Rosh says, this Gerus is not supposed to be Gerus. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Afan and Amitrinu, we often learn like this. It says, what a mafate mes Hashem, and it says in the Mishnah, if somebody's mafate and Hashem makes this amount of oil, ha mafate mes Hashem, if somebody makes the exact amount of Hashem, for Yasach, for Hashem and Amishcha, and somebody takes that oil and shmears it, rubs it on his body. It's like, Lomli was a say it for, the Tanya will learn like this, ha mafate mes Hashem, to a mitzui, to be made to the Torah with the exact amount of measurements, love, it's a yorva love. So what's the chiddush over here? Hokamash malon ma keteris lav b'fneiat. Just like by keteris, there is a lav by itself, not to make the exact amount of keteris. Tochiyov v'malei koros b'fneiat. If you do it, yichai of koros by itself. So the chiddush here is af mefatim shemun. The same way that if you make the shemun amishcha v'sach, and then not only do you make it, but you also shmir it on your body. Nami shino yichai tu chatois kiv on the lav b'fneiatzmon. Since each one has its own lav, even though it's only one chorus there, chayovim aleim ifnei atzmon, that you chayiv each one separately. That's the raya in our mission also like this. The chitay nebil yesmi de kovoy lemisnei pitumam bad yadodi. But really the raya is, because it starts off saying, that number thing it says, mafatim es hashemin, mafatim es chteres, and it says, v'yasach b'shem. So how come it's split in the middle, hamafatim es chteres, like it starts off saying, hamafatim es hashemin. The question is really, should have said right away, the asach b'shemin. What is the put in between after hamafatim es hashem and then it says hamafatim es chteris? So come to teach us, each one's over separate lav. And so what then, you over separate chai chattis for each one. So maybe there's no deal. Maybe the koboy lemisnei pitum and bahad yador. The reason why it says this way is wants to put the pitums together. Hamafatim es hashem, hamafatim es chteris. So maybe there's some, it's not ipul, it should be learned ipul the other way around. Should have said then, Hamafatim es Hakteris, Hamafatim es Hashem, and even if you want to say he wants to put both of them near one another, about making the Hakteris and making the Shemin, still it should have said it the other order. It should have first said Hamafatim es Hakteris, good, and then said Hamafatim es Hashemin, and then the Asach Shemin HaMishcha. Samai Pagin Ul Shemin, how come in the halachas of the Shemin it divided up? Well, first it says Hamafatim es Hashemin, then it says Hamafatim es Hakteris, then it says Asach Vesach, how come it puts it divides up, it says pit the mafatim akteris in between the two halachas of shemin. That's the deal called kamash. When that's teaching us over here that the yesh chilek chatoyis b'neiim shmamino, that is the chilek chatoyis that for each one yichayiv a separate chatoyis. We didn't know you do them both together. Ve'elam echad still yichayiv two chatoyis. Now in the mishnah it says habu ala zocher for man lives with a zocher also is chayiv koros mishkevei zocher. Moses Tono b'Maikel Choshev. But the Tanya says it's possible to have all these 36 chayv decreases as one person, even though really negated to the chatoyis, it's only 34. Because two of these chayv decreases is, if you're not doing the korban pesach, or they're not doing the mitzvah milah on the mitzvah sesti, even though you chayv curse these two, but there's no chiyav chatis. So Maitha comes out really if one person does all of these, he's chayv 34 chatoyis. So first question, who are we counting? Which person is it that chayv all 34? Torna b'maikel choshev. I begarvi, if a man does them all, if so dal isha hanavas. You don't have the case when isha lives with a behema. That's only a chakaras on isha, not on a man. U'botzu l'chodos. You don't have 34, you only have 33 then. I benashi kochoshev. You want to say we're talking about a lady, does all these 36 chayv decreases? Marsolti can't have it. Then dal minan, you have to take away habola zocher. By lady, you can't have the chayv krisus of a bull, it's only by zocher and a zocher. V'yala behema, that the Mishnah says, if a man lives with a behema, that's also chayv krisus. So the Manashok, where do we have the case that one person is chayv for all 34 chatois? Either it's a man or a lady. And there's some that apply only to a lady, like this habola behema, or Isha lives with a behema, that's only for Nisha. And with the zocher, it's only mishkevei zocher, also man lives with a behema. So how do we have all 34? Someone says, we're talking about now Anisha, if so, but to Lutatu, we're missing two, you only have 32 chatois then. Someone says, Rabbi Yechav Yechonin says, the Eilam really, I tell you, Tona Gavri, Kuchosh, we're talking about men, that a man could do all these 34 chatois. For Tony Hoch, learn like this, Habu ala Zohar, Vehevi Zohar Lov. So if a man does it, the only one you're missing is where Anisha lives with a behema. So that's one you don't have. So the Gemara says, instead of that one, learn by man, if a man
One of the Chiyavakaras is if he lives with a man. And secondly, if he brings a man upon him, that's the other one. So that's how one person has 34 Chatois. And Rabbi Shmuel, he does according to Rabbi Shmuel, the other he holds, Chayiv Shtayim. So by Mishkevei Zachor, by one Zachor to another Zachor, there are two Chayiv Krisas there. The man that goes in, and then the man that brings the other one into him. In both cases, he's Chayiv Karas. So Mora says no. So you want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel? I have omitted Tony, since the end of the Mishnah says, Megadif Peseif, it says the end of the Mishnah, somebody is Megadif, he curses Hashem. There's also Chayiv Krisos and Chayiv Achatis. Umakmina Lord Rabbi Kiva, that goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that all the Chayiv Achatis are Megadif. And so it comes out, Reish and Ami Rabbi Kiva, the Reish from Mishnah Haskalam also come according to Rabbi Kiva. So according to the Reish and Ami Rabbi Shmuel, so maybe you'll tell me so what? The Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, but I'll tell you, maybe in that swear about the Mishkabe Zachor, maybe he agrees to Rabbi Shmuel that the Chayiv twice covers there. So Mar said, no, it's not true. The Yom Rabbi says, Habuala Zachor, the Havi Zachor love, if a man lives with another Zachor, or if this man brings the other Zachor upon him, so Rabbi Shmuel, the Mafik Le Mitati Kroi, according to Rabbi Shmuel, learns out these two chedushim with two separate psukim, mivei zocha lo tishkaf, or mivei lo yia kodesh mibnei Yisrael. So chayiv shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, like me, chayiv two chatois. If you do it b'shoigeg, but the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, shita in the chayiv elu achas. You only chayiv one. The michad kronaf, it's only one posik. Ez zocha lo tishkaf. It's only one posik. Korbe le sashiv. There goes, but the one love goes both ways. Whether you go into the man or you bring the other man upon you, there's only one love. So Rabbi Kiva is the one that's safe. And now Mishnah Lechura, that should be the ratio also. So Lechura is the kasha then. Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Shmuel. So again, the kasha on the ratio of the Mishnah. How do we have the case that you have all these chatois? The verse is Ella rather ratio to your Rabbi Shmuel. The ratio goes according to Rabbi Shmuel over Megadiv. So like Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you the ratio that goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael sheet there is in this case for Mishkabe Zochi Taiv two chatois, Enechanami. But I'll tell you, some more of the answers Enechanami, a ratio to the ratio of our Mishnah Taik is Rabbi Yishmael Shita. But of the Megadif in the Seifa, the Mishnah, Savla Krabbe Kiva, that Rabbi Yishmael holds also like Krabbe Kiva in that sword, that Megadif, if somebody curses Hashem, is also Chayiv Koros for that. He's Chayiv Chatis also B'Shoigit. For the Rabbi Hochi is so, Nisninam, the Mishnah should have also said then, Habu ala behema, if a man lives with a behema, or else should have said, the heavy behema love, if a man brings the behema into him, so on him. So according to Mishmo, you chayiv twice. So why didn't the Mishnah say this? So my answer, I'll tell you, Omar Abaye, Abaye said, Habu ala behema, the heavy behema love, after Rabbi Shmuel and a chayiv lo achas. No, even according to Mishmo, he'll be moida. By behema, there's only one chayiv krisa, that's all. Why the chik sid krua the gavri sid? That's what the pasuk says. La tishkav, and with dash in both ways is only by his zochor, by a man. If a man lives with another zochor, there the possible to have two chayiv krisos. For the man lives with the behemah, there it's only one chayiv krisos. Rebbe Loza mishmei the Rav Amar Tana learn like this. Learn our Mishnah Tana shloishim v'sholosh chatoyis enechnami. It's only meant to say there are 33 chatoyis. That's all, not 34. And v'tono shalosh krisos l'simnuna v'krisos. That the Mishnah counts off 36 and has a minion. That's only for the chayiv krisos. There are 36 chayiv krisos in Echnami. Again, there's two by the Mila and the Pesach, and one by the Isha. But the Meister was talking about how do you have this amount of chatois by one person in Echnami? It's where a man does these averos that apply to him, and there are only 33 chayiv chatois. Now, but Tony shows Krisus, listen to the Krisus. The Tony Seifa, the Mishnah says at the end, Tony Seifa says in the Seifa, Pesach Umila, the Mitzvah Sasei. Now, Pesach Umila, I'm Michael Tony, why does the Mishnah say it? Vitem, if you want to tell me, let's see your carbon, let me bring a carbon, you have chattis if you do it for Shaygeg. Samura says, no. Me, Maitzvah, do you bring a carbon chattis on this? For a time you will learn. Huk shall call out Terakula by the Zorah. The whole term is Hukish, Tavay the Zorah. The Sivit says, Terakas Yilachem, Liyase Bishkoga. So learn out all the averus from Avodah Zarah. Teach us ma Avodah Zarah. It's not about Avodah Zarah. It's shevi'atas. It's like a lav not to do it. It's not supposed. He's supposed to sit back and not do it. And then if you do the averus for that, you chayiv chatis. If you do b'shargei, is af kol ol averis shev yatasa, that you're supposed to sit back and not do it. If you go and do it, then you're over the avera. Ela shemini, shouldn't this be a proof? Tona lamed v'sholish chatois, that the Mishnah means to say yichayiv 33 chatois. That's all, even though it says 36, just means 36 chayiv decreases. But as far as the chatois goes, it's only 33. Man diyova b'shoigig. V'adetoni sholish krisis l'simna l'krisis shmamina. And this has another three cases, sometimes the chayiv decreases, even though in these last three there's no chayiv chatis, just l'simna b'yam to teach you how many chayiv decreases there you could have.
Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah, HaMachalos HaShabbos, some is Machalos HaShabbos, one of the Chai B'Krisis, if he does it B'Mezer without Hasro, and therefore if we do it B'Shegeg, the Chai B'Chabbos. Amri, the Gemara says, we learned over with Amri Shabbos, in the Gemara Mishnah Shabbos, it says that Mem Chos Arachas Heaven, there are 39 of us Molochas, and therefore L'Churik Yibichai 39 Chatoyos on Shabbos. So why does the Mishnah want to call it in one? It should be 39, it should be more than just a 36, it should be plus not a 38. So my answer is, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Tono Shikagas Shabbos V'Zodin Melochus. We're talking about Mishnah case where the person forgot Bechalat Vei was Shabbos, even though we did all 39 Melochus, but made it, the Pshat is, he knew every Melochus was also. But the reason why he did it was he forgot that Vei was Shabbos. So since it's only one big Shegig, he's only Chayiv one Chattis on all 39 Melochus. Tulei Mechayiv Elochot is only Chayiv one Chattis. The Tani would learn like this. The Pasuk says by Shabbos, he know, and we dash in Shiachat, that's one. Sometimes for a lot of Malachas, you only have one Chattis. That Shikagas Shabbos, Vizodim Malachas, where you were Shigag and Hukah Shabbos, that you forgot today was Shabbos, but you were Zod and you knew the Malachas are also. So that's what the Mishnah Amish is talking about, therefore it says Shabbos only in one. So more is the question, why? Venifti, let our Mishnah rather learn, Venifti, let it learn, Zodin Shabbos, in the case where the person knew today was Shabbos, the Shigas Malachas, just he forgot about the Lamatas Malachas. And the Gemara, other places, says he forgot that today was Shabbos, the full 39 Malachas. So what do you mean to say he remembered today was Shabbos? Somewhere says, Vdiyasat Chumim. He knew this Nisat Chumim, but the 39 Malachas, he forgot about them. Therefore, could be a case with Ischaiv 39 Chatois. Zodin Shabbos, and Shigas Malachas. The Mechayiv Mem Chosarachim says the case will be Chayiv 39, will be there, will be Chayiv 39 Chatois. And the Tanya, like we learned, when it says, V'osom Meyachas Mehena, Tzridashin Pom Shechayiv Achas Akulan, sometimes the Chayiv one Chatis for the Melachas you do on Shabbos, or Pom Mecham, sometimes Shechayiv Akulachas Meyachas, the Chayiv in every Melach, you Chayiv a separate Chatis. And what does that mean? Achashiheino, that means Zodin, Shabbos, Meshigas, Melochus. Where you knew today was Shabbos, they should forget the Melochus. In such a case, Shechayiv a separate Chattis, and every Melocha by itself. So the Gemara answers, Tono, Shigagas Shabbos, Zodin, Melochus, Adifilei. That our Tan would rather learn the case of the Vigi Chidishtim, the case where the person forgot the Chalal today was Shabbos, even though we knew about all the Lamatas Melochus, and therefore Zonichayiv one Chattis. The Mechattis, Miel, and Miftra. The Chiddush is, that I call upon him, you have to bring one chattis. The guy would have thought to say, since he forgot about the Chal Shabbos, maybe he's not chayiv a chattis altogether. So, Kamashmon, I call upon him, one chattis is chayiv. So, therefore, it's good the Mishnah only calls Shabbos one case of a chayiv chattis. Noah says, V'cheinah, to Moses, the same thing you find also, Gabi Avoy de Zoro. The Tony, it says, Shigagas Avoy de Zoro, V'zodim, Avoidus. So there's the case where he forgot about the Chet of Avoidus Zorah, but he knew that he's not allowed to do these Dalar Avoidus, just that he forgot there was an Avoidus Zorah. Or else, Zavorah says now, Shigagas Avoidus Zorah, Echidom, where's the Chet that he forgot about as an Avoidus Zorah? What's the case? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Omad, the base of Avoidus Zorah. He was standing in the middle of on the base of Avoidus Zorah, in the middle of a church he was standing. The sovereign, the person thought that basic ecstasy, he thought he was in Shul, and Vishtachavi bowed down. So that's the case. You want to tell me that he's only chayiv one chattis, even though he does, let's say, four malachas there, four avoidas there. So the verse says, no, in this case, not even chayiv one chattis. Harei b'libo l'shemayim, his heart is to shemayim, he should be potter completely. The yelid must be what? And as Bais says, the chet of avoidas zorah is called the chet b'leiv. In your leiv, of your heart, if you're worshipping the avoidas zorah, that's the avera. But if your leiv is l'shemayim, you're not over an avera. So where it says here, when libul is shemaim, so it's not called the chet altogether. He's not chayv the chatis. For yelad must be what the chazir on daratrio. He saw a statue. For sagad lo, he bowed down to it. So where it says again, idik kiblo b'laho, if he accepted it for himself to be like an avoy disaro, is bat kilu. So mamish is chayv skilu, chayv misa for that. Vidul a kiblo b'laho, if he didn't accept it to be his avoy disaro. So again, like midihu, he didn't do anything. He shouldn't be chayv. It should be pato. So what's the case of a shigas avoy dezara? So Mor says elu meyavu meyira, that the pshat is what she knew he was worshiping an avoy dezara, but he did it either because he loved somebody and because he loved that person wanted him to do it, so he did it. Or else because he was a year, he was afraid of the person, and obviously the person thought that you're allowed to do it because of this, and really it's a chet, and therefore it's called a shigas avoy dezara. So Mor says honich, this good la bayin diyom echayiv. Abaye Tak holds in such a case, he's Tak a Chayiv Chatis. If you stam think you're allowed to do it because suddenly you're afraid of somebody, because you love somebody, so Abaye Tak says you're Chayiv Chatis. But El, the Rav, the Gash, according to Rav, Shita the Yelzin, Abaye the Zoro, Tiyama Pot, in such a case, you pot it from a Chatis. Is Maik Lamema. What could be the case over here that we're saying now, that the case of a Shigagas, Abaye the Zoro, that Yoni Chayiv one Chatis? Where is the case by Koponi, Mechayiv one Chatis? Tomorrow says, and the must case must be yellow, be a mutter. When the person says it's mutter,